sorry?
No, it's not helping.
No, it's not that.
Honey.
Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back here. We got Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, and they're going to be talking with us here about this. Well, first of all, we got a military mission going on in Libya, and that has obviously necessitated a great deal of debate on America's military future, as well as our, you know, involvement in Libya, putting troops in there, being a part of the UN, and so forth. So we'll have them coming up. Also, our website, philhendryshow.com. Right now, we're doing live streaming video of our show and live streaming audio of the show. And, you know, we've got it there at philhendryshow.com. So if you have an interest in seeing the show as well as listening to it, visit us over there and check out our shop. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Also, on our video cast, we have the breaking news of reports of airstrikes in Libya. Is this breaking news or is this just horse dung?
I think it might happen yesterday.
Oh, that's real breaking news then. No, it didn't. It happened today.
I think it's something like today, but the sun's out.
It happened today, but the sun's out. All right, anyway. Obama defends U.S. military mission in Libya. President Obama on Tuesday defended the United States' involvement in military strikes in Libya and maintaining that the commitment is limited in time, scope, with a well-defined mission. Now, we have on the line here Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State House, and we're going to talk with them about a very, I think, a revolutionary idea. I don't know exactly why, but both of you guys have proposed to the president, through your offices there in West Virginia, a reinstatement of the draft.
No, Phil, that's primarily me. I have been the individual who proposed that. And I propose that as a result of my feeling that this is a generation of American men that I think have... I don't think there's been a generation of American men before them that have needed that.
Hi, Phil, it's Guy.
Hi, Guy, how you doing?
Very good. I think Kurt's saying young men in America need the draft today.
That is my point, Phil.
You're talking about bringing the draft back. Why? Because
this is a generation of American men that need the draft, I think, more than any other in the history of America. We have got to get these individuals whipped into shape. We have to get these young people recognizing that... there's more to life than simply sitting and looking at porn and being a generation of losers, you know.
Well, you know, the draft was with us through the Nixon years, and we got rid of it because we feel that the draft is not as efficient as a volunteer army. Okay.
Well, the volunteer army, I think, is efficient, but I think it'd be more efficient if we took our young people, these young men, who right now spend more time on the internet or more time on Guy has a list.
MySpace, Facebook.
That's MySpace and Twitter and all of this. Now they're looking for girls. You saw that young man at Craigslist. You heard about that, Phil?
Yes, of course I did.
That man was a serial killer. He murdered a woman. And this is emblematic, I think. A 19-year-old man who is lazy, who is sitting around all day on a couch watching television. He probably won't move out till he's 26. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Well, I know you. You've been talking to me off the air about about your son Taylor, right?
That's right.
And so your son. And you say a lot of other young men are not getting out and pursuing life's challenges. The only problem that I've got here, guys, I wouldn't necessarily disagree that there's got to be that there has to be in the life of a young person some point where you break the umbilical cord. But to say that the draft needs to be reinstated, because we have to get these guys off their asses. How does that help America? You know?
Well, first of all, you are a conservative, Bill. You support the military, right?
And I support the military, yeah. And because I support the military and because I'm a conservative, I do not support the draft. I don't believe in the draft. It might have been something that conservatives believed in at one time, although I don't think that, I think it was split right down the middle, to be honest with you. I do not support a draft. I think that a volunteer army is the best army. I think that that is the conservative way. You get involved with a military service because that is your choice, and you are not dragooned or shanghaied into it by a federal government.
Well, I think that's very convenient, Phil. Being a conservative and all of a sudden you're against the draft.
I'm against the draft because, as I said, it's the ultimate in government interference in the private life of an individual. What they do is they reach out, tap you on the shoulder and say, time for you to serve in the Army. Our military is doing fine as a volunteer force.
Well, it's not doing, the military is not doing well enough, I don't think. And the military is not doing well enough because our young people are not doing well enough. We have a generation of American men who have never been more indolent. They have never I don't know even the word to describe it, but they are unmotivated.
You can't really believe that this is a generation-wide problem. You sure you're not talking about, you know, just, I'm not saying just your son.
No, it's not just my son.
I'm not saying it's just your son. I'm saying that it could be something that has, there are pockets of this as with every generation, you know.
Well, Bill, you can look at the statistic. You don't have as many start a business now. These young people come out of college, go home, and sit on the couch, you said, and they're not doing anything, you know, and we're trying to find.
Well, hold on. The economy is bad. I grant you that. Kids are staying home because it makes more economic sense. It isn't because they don't want to cut the umbilical cord necessarily. But there are young people that are striking out on their own, and there are people in their 20s and 30s that are starting businesses. You know, President Obama pointed out this kid who had come up with a piece of equipment that was a piece of equipment that was instrumental in saving those Chilean miners. And this was an American citizen. He doesn't look like he's much more than 31 or 32.
That young man, you know, you have to understand that that is more of an exception than the rule. In America today, with the military missions that we have undertaken, all of which are started by a Republican president, and a generation of millions of American men, like my son Taylor, who's 19 years old, a great example of a young man who seems to be hell-bent on breaking his mother's heart. And that is to stay in his house and not do anything, stay in his room and play it on with it.
Playing on the video games, too, Phil.
Well, they're going to be doing that. But to try to solve the problem with the draft, you know, don't you think parents ought to be taking a little bit more of a hand in getting these kids oriented?
I think the parents, yeah, absolutely. But I think the federal government has a great opportunity to help parents. And, of course, there are a lot of parents that don't know how to do this. They don't know how to motivate their children. They don't know how to give their children goals. They don't know how to make their children accountable for their responsibilities. They don't know how to make their children responsible to society. They don't know how to make a child courageous enough to join the military and go out and fight for his country and give his life for his country when the country needs him. I don't think we have parents like that.
So this is now the government's job again, and that's why, as I've often said on this show, you guys will come on my program, and nothing against you, Kurt or Guy. I like both of you. But when you start going, you know, down this path of proposing these so-called progressive liberal policies, it's all the same thing. It's the government having to solve this problem that private citizens don't get to.
What problem the government trying to solve?
Well, you're talking about the young men being drafted into the military because the parents don't know how to give them goals, the parents don't know how to give them a purpose in life, the parents don't know how to educate them, the parents, I mean, isn't that true?
Well, it's failing. We have a set business right now. We have a gold standard program that can whip a young man and show him way and call the military. And
well, that's a very good point, Phil. I think what Guy said is good. That's a gold standard program in showing a young man how to man up, stand on his own two feet for the first time in his life, be a man about it, and same thing with young women, stand up, be a woman about it, be a woman and strong woman, and join the military. And
you think this problem is limited to young men, or is it both genders?
I think it's mostly young men.
Yeah, we think it's mostly young men. Young women are, you look at young women today, and I think every generation of young women, they're very industrious. Young women want a chance, an opportunity to get out on their own. I think it's been that way for many years, that a young woman wants to find her own way and will go, and she will suffer the indignities of life a little more than a young man. The other thing about women is they got more stamina, you know.
Yeah, young men, they don't want to break the apron string and the fate of man, you know.
Young men want to stay on a nipple too long, you know. And
all right, so you got basically a problem with men then. That's what you're saying, which I may be true and may not be true. And I don't even think, even if it is a problem, the problem belongs to that young man, his parents, and those are the people that are going to solve it. To use the United States military as some kind of a wet nurse, you know.
Well, look, it's not a wet nurse, but it's a military.
Well, that's what you're saying. Why don't we use the United States military as some place, like some kindergarten for these guys to go and learn how to be men? What the hell is this, man? Is this like marijuana boot camp or something?
Now, you disrespect military.
No, you guys are disrespecting the military, saying we need the draft so we can get a whole bunch of guys that are sitting around playing with it until they're 26 on their mother's couch.
Well, what else are you going to do with them? You know,
I don't know. It ain't my job, man. You know, those guys can sit on their ass, and their parents can let them sit on their ass. And there might be another guy that's 26 who busted out on his own, has got a business that's going, went out on his own and got something going. Maybe he'll hire those guys. I don't know. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Should the United States military, should the president reinstate the draft? The draft. In order to get up and moving a generation of young men that in the minds of my guests here, Kurt Quede and Guy Barton, West Virginia State Senators, a generation of American men who need it more than any other in history. And I think that's also very insulting to a generation of young people that have struggled to get through school.
Oh, come on, baby. You know, you look at these young people today. They're paying money, go on a gaming everything.
Yeah, they're paying good money, go on a gaming tournament, get on a game, you know, where you're blowing up a robot or try to kill off an alien, you know.
Yeah, if they go to military, they'll learn a practical skill.
Well, I don't know that they're all sitting on their ass doing gaming tournaments. I don't know that that's true at all. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Should the United States draft be reinstated to give the American male of draft age, this generation of American men, some kind of tutelage or lessons in manhood? 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Talking here with Kurt Quede and Guy Barton. You guys are seeing this video from Libya. We have it up on our video cast. New airstrikes in Libya.
Well, and again, Phil, I think that President Obama has deeply disappointed American people because we said it was going to be a no-fly zone, and now he's lobbing missiles in there.
Yeah, the deception we're against.
Well, we can certainly discuss that, I agree with you. I wanted it to be at the very, very limit of a no-fly zone. But what we're talking about is something bigger, reinstating the draft. And basically, really, Kurt, I mean, it gets just down to you talking about the draft being needed for a generation of men who are mama's boys and sitting there on the couch till they're 26.
And again, when Taylor got out of high school,
now you're talking about your son.
No, I'm talking about all of them. You know, that they'll sit on the couch or they'll go to their mother and they'll get the protection of their mother. See, they'll all get their mother's protection. And when I go and talk to her and I say, "We got to do something," or this boy is going to go a direction we don't want.
Are you? But you're. Are you talking about your son or others?
No, I'm talking about everyone. You know.
You got that. If you find a muscle magazine,
I found some magazines that I was very upset with. I don't know what the boy is thinking of doing.
What did you find?
We found a muscle magazine, this kind of thing, with a homosexual will be.
You're a liberal. What's wrong with that?
Don't insult me, Phil. I am a liberal and I am a progressive. But any father would be worried he'd find his son on a muscle mag looking at a man.
Yeah, that's only concern on that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't say, you know, don't go that road. If your son is gay, then he's gay. I would not get stressed out about that. It's no reason to reinstate the draft. Here is Kevin. Kevin in Walnut, California. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard this conversation, and I had to call in. I'm personally in the 26-year-old. I've been really successful. I'm married, have two kids, home and family and everything.
Congratulations.
And for me, all of that success came from parents that motivated me to go out and get a job and go to college and do everything. And every person that I know that is my age that's living at home and doing nothing is doing that because their parents are allowing them to do that. And I think the notion that, a parent is enabling their child to stay at home and do nothing, all of a sudden feels like it's the government's responsibility to reinstate the draft is just absolutely absurd. Be a parent and help your kid out and get them off their butt and go and do something. But it's not the responsibility of the government to fix every family problem.
Guy, I think what you said there was very good, Kevin. Guy or Kurt?
Well, I thank the young man for his point of view, but I think he's wrong. I think that we have a generational problem. This is not something that you can say the parents will do. It's kind of the same way as saying a woman who had no husband, no support, well, she can go out and get a loaf of bread. Well, she had no money. How are you going to get a loaf of bread? Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, wait. What do you mean? That doesn't quite...
What are we saying? You have the incapability, and your son got a... And I don't know this gentleman, but Mr. Quita's son had a muscle magazine. He worried about a sexual problem he may have.
I'm worried about my son who is fooling around with a muscle magazine and these kind of things.
What about a muscle magazine? What do you mean, that he may be gay?
No, I'm saying he needs manhood. Now, Kevin, you've got manhood. But I would dare say, Kevin, that your manhood comes from your own inner drive than a different parent. My son, Taylor, is a waste of space. He's a loser. I'm ashamed of him, and now I find gay material. You see?
May I comment?
Yes, please do, young man.
You mentioned where you think my manhood comes from, and I think I have an
Absolutely.
Opinion on that. I think for me personally, where it came from was parents that were A, supportive, but also pushed me very hard to do everything that I did. I'm surviving right now.
I don't agree with that.
Well,
I don't agree with that.
Hear me out.
Let the young man talk.
Hear me out. My parents
uh-huh.
came to me. They were totally broke, and they told me in my senior year of high school, listen, we know you want to go to Juilliard. We know that you want to do this really bad, but we don't have a penny for it. So whatever you have to do it on your own. And I worked my butt off.
Go.
I paid my way through college. I got a scholarship. And everything that I did on my own with their support.
Now, I think you're giving your parents too much credit. I think that manhood comes from you. And I think if the government had been there for you, you wouldn't have had to go to work. You could have had a scholarship.
Well, here we go again, man. Can't somebody do what he did, Kevin did? He worked his way. He got his things together. He did his thing. Everything with you guys is the government. And
I'm not talking about everything. I've got a young son who's looking at muscle magazines. I got a problem, okay? I've got a problem.
All right.
Well, personally,
I need for that boy, I got to get that boy into the Army or something.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell, though.
What do you mean, don't ask, don't tell?
He's making a joke, which I think is a tasteless joke. Look, Kevin, I thank you very much, and congratulations on starting your life out in such a great way. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is a break coming up right now.
I've got a son looking at Blue Boy, Muscle Magazine, practicing a butt drag. And you telling me what? You say me go and get him a scholarship to Juilliard, what, to play a violin like some daisy? Say a baby.
Hold on. We'll be back. Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I don't understand that.
No, I totally understand.
I think the audience will be interested. I'm having a discussion here with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton about both Kurt and Guy have proposed reinstating the draft, saying that this is a generation of young men who need the draft. Now, I want you to say again what you said, because we're talking about, I told you, that one of the great things about being young is you can get in there and fail, and if you've got your wits about you, it's not the end of the world. Failing, especially failing at that age, is a good thing.
Oh, I think you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. You fail. The government doesn't do enough, I don't think. And here I'm going to talk about the government. I know you hate me talking about the government. The government doesn't do enough in a situation like that to help a young person and say, you don't have to fail. We're going to give you the tool to help you succeed. Why would you want to force a young person to fail when you can put the draft, get him in the Army, teach him to man up like a man for the first time in his life instead of laying around reading a magazine on how to butt drag and this? And
what do you mean man up? There's nothing the Army is going to teach unless we get into a war and you've drafted a young person who may wind up getting himself killed because he didn't want to be in the military, because he was drafted in the military. Who knows, you know? When you can teach them, give them the tools of success, which is just what I said. You know, failing is not a bad thing. You know, during the break, Jason and I were talking. We were talking about strikeouts. We were talking about how the great hitters all have the strikeout record.
Oh, don't go down that road. Come on. Look, you ain't my granddaddy. I've heard all them stories.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of people that haven't heard them. The fact that Macy went bankrupt eight times, Macy, the guy that founded the Macy's department store. Do you think that guy got discouraged? Just one of the most successful men in the history of American business. Here is Amanda in San Francisco. Amanda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't even know who you're talking with.
Macy's department store.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Hi, Amanda. Go ahead. Hey, you know what, Amanda? I got to put you on hold for a second because I've been... Okay, Amanda, go ahead. You're back on.
I'm 26 and an Army veteran, and I don't think that the draft would help our young men today. Army, I don't want someone standing next to me fighting that doesn't want to be there.
Well, my point would be this, Amanda, and this is Kirk Weedy. The Army, I think, United States Army is what it's called. And that's been the reason why we call that the United States Army, is every single citizen has an opportunity to serve the country. Now, if the Army can't teach a young man, then you are a fine young lady who volunteered service in the United States Army, and you ought to be commended. But a young man, a lot of young men out there, and you know this, Amanda, because you have to go out there and deal with them every day. You know these young men, they ain't got a lick of sense. They're hiding behind their mama. I think they need to learn a little bit of manhood.
But I don't think I don't think shoving them into the Army is going to teach them anything. It's just going to teach them that the government has control over them and is making them do something, when the problems with the military have to do with the government mismanaging the military in the first place.
Yeah, but you know that the young man in the military, if you know, Army, get a drill instructor, what you call, and they got to run him ragged, you know. What's the saying? A man said,
your rear end is the grass, I'm a lawnmower.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying about that, Amanda? So, I know you're a good soldier. You get a young man who all he want to do is sit home with his mama and play dominoes or go to the grocery store with her and push the shopping cart, you know.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, but
I don't think
reinstituting the draft is going to help motivate them to do anything, but just shove them out there and say, I have to be here because the military said I do, and then when their service is done, they're still going to be sitting home with mom. It's not going to motivate them to do anything with their lives.
Yeah, but at least they're going to go in the draft to go in the Army. They're not going to be sitting home with their mama they're going to be in the military, see?
Amanda, this girl, I want to ask you a question. Are you a young married lady? Are you married now? Or can you tell me a little something about the men? Or perhaps you are not dating, but I want you to give me a candid idea. My son, Taylor, is a real disgrace to the male species. I love him very much, but he sits, he watches all stupid-looking wrestling shows with his underwear on. His mother come in, ask him what he wants, meatloaf and mashed potato. He get everything he wants. He goes in and talks to his nana. You know what I'm saying? He's a great
I know men that do that who are Army veterans and who've been to war and come home and do the same exact thing.
Yeah, but maybe they're traumatized. They need their mama.
Amanda's saying that men who've been to war, men who've been in combat, men who were volunteers, because we don't have a draft, come home and all they want to do is eat meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and be with their mama.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's only on account of the fact they miss their mama, because they were way far away in the military, you know, in the charnel house of hell.
Existential hell.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, thank you very much, Amanda, for your call. I appreciate it, and thank you for your service to our country. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to, what is that, before we go to another call, what is that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you about the young lady.
She was saying that she knows men who have been in the military, who have been to war, and come home and sit around in their underwear and want to see their moms.
Yeah, but we're saying that. We understand. That's
an understandable need for a man to decompress and to be debriefed, you know. You know what, I used to make a joke about a debrief and take his underwear off, and that was a joke. It was a very bad joke. But if a man comes home to be debriefed and he wants to be with his mama after he's been in all that war, that's one thing. But a young man like my son, who takes up oxygen in space that could be easily used by someone more worthy, all he want to do is sit around and eat Jell-O shots with his mama.
Yeah, that's the thing about that.
You know, you've been talking more about your own son than the bigger problem here, and I wonder if that's not the case, Kurt.
No, the case, it's a generational problem. There's no question about it.
But you've been talking an awful lot about your son, Taylor. That's all I'm saying. 877-876-PHIL. And we're going to go to another phone call here. It is Lisa. Lisa in Houston, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Lisa. I am Lisa. I'm giving you the mother's perspective. First of all, I raised my son at the time as a single mom with a baby on my hip. I worked full-time. I went to college full-time.
Oh, yeah.
Provided him with a great life. Okay? And in my house, you have that little boy is now an 18-year-old. And in my house, you have three options. You go to college, you go to the military, or you get a job and you save your money and you're out in 6 months. We cannot allow the government to raise our children. Are you kidding? A draft?
Well,
you don't want the government involved in your lives. You don't want big government. But when it's convenient, you want the government to be involved for you. Even the Bible says train up your children in the way to go. And when they grow old, they won't depart from it. We have to raise our children. We have to push them out.
We're not doing a good job of it.
We
can't
enable them to be losers. I will not perpetuate Loserville.
You're going to make him
not
a loser.
In my house. And when they're tired of being hungry, they're either going to go to college, go to the military, or get a job. But I'm not going to let
problem,
you sit
though,
up
I
in my
it.
Bedroom and live comfortable because I provided too good of a life. You need to man up and be a father to that boy and be emotionally available and teach him about manhood.
Talk about
and
you
stop
man
being
up.
Lazy
well,
and involving
talk
the government.
About you man up.
Shame on
well, hold
you.
On. I can't hear this lady because you guys are talking over her.
No, I think the lady is. I think the woman is old.
You need to be a father and be emotionally available to your son. Lift him up, motivate him, and get him out of your house.
Jacking this whole thing up. You got it all jacked up.
No, you got it jacked up that you're letting him sit there and do nothing. My 18-year-old son is, guess where he is? Away at college. Because living up in my house doing nothing was not an option. Because I led by example, raising him with hard work and education. Yes, I provided him with a good life. But my money is not his money. He has to create his own wealth.
Well, but you see, the government would easily have helped you, and you wouldn't have had to go through all that mess had the government taken that boy.
No, I tell you what, now why don't you just sign up for welfare for you and your entire family? And then you all can live off the government.
Well, no, I don't want no welfare, ma'am.
Yes, you do. You want moderate welfare
for the draft.
No,
the military. But man, the military is already there.
Yeah, and
that's
if you
already
want to institute a draft, you just want a modern day, modernized version of welfare because you can't raise your own kids.
Exactly, exactly.
That's a
what
joke.
It sounds like. You want to take
be
a perfectly
emotionally and spiritually available to your kids.
Stop
yelling your son and
there.
Take the time to raise him. You are the father who teaches him how to be
and
a man.
And I say something,
you
Mr. Henry, because this lady's been talking long enough.
The question
go ahead.
Is, what type of example are you?
You're going to have to send someone
to her
house.
You need to look in the mirror, buddy.
And tell her to
take a look in the mirror.
Don't tell anybody to shut. Thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you very much, Lisa, for your call.
I know, joke. I'm using the United States military as a way to help my son achieve some manhood. While you have your son, what's the difference between me telling my son go to military and your son sit home reading Muscle magazine?
Anyway, thank you very much, Lisa. Our number 877-876-PHIL. What is it with the Muscle magazines?
Well, I haven't heard anyone address what I think is a very serious problem, and that is the following thing. With my son off in the military, he's not going to have access to no Muscle mag, which I think began this downward spiral for him. Now, I love my son very much, but you know, and I've said on this program many times, he wastes the oxygen he breathes, the space he takes up. All he wants to do is sit around the kitchen and lick the, he wants to lick those blender blades after his mama makes the chocolate, she makes chocolate icing. Right after she does that, he likes to lick the blender, you know.
Lick the blender? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about after she makes the Man. Oh, man, you don't listen. I'm talking about...
I hear what you're saying. So your son acts like a child. So how old is he?
My son's 21.
21 years old, and he's sitting around in the kitchen licking the icing off of a blender blade. Why don't you get that boy into some kind of job? Did he go to school?
He got 2 years. Don't start talking down to me, Phil. He got 2 years of community college.
2 years of community college, sitting on his ass doing nothing. I'd get him into some kind of job training or sit down and have a long, hard talk with him, but to use the United States military, the U.S. Army, as some kind of a, quote, manhood school. Jesse in Chattanooga, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I am 23 years old, and I'm an outbound supervisor at a Fortune 500 LTL company. It's trucking. I supervise men ranging the age from 20 to 55 years old. I've got all these guys, and they respect me because I'm the youngest supervisor within the company, period. And I've done
you
that through hard work. I did
were
not get to my position because of a college education. I've never went to college. I made it at high school. I busted my butt, and I made it to where I am because I'm not lazy. And I'm a member of this young male group you're talking about calling lazy. I've got men that work for me that are younger than me. I've never, if they're... These men work their butts off. And
hey,
I've seen time and time again.
Jesse, it's Phil. Hold the line here for just a second because I've done something again that is going to make my guys very angry. Okay, Jesse, go ahead. I've got to, we're switching some electronics here. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, but that man is talking to me about.
To continue.
What about my son?
Not only have I
got Muscle Magazine
where I am, another thing, I look at Muscle Magazines. It's because it's got good tips in it for when you work out. It ain't got nothing to do about being gay. They got other men in there to show their products off. This man got this big from taking this. It's advertising.
But
it ain't got anything
know.
To do with homosexuality.
It seems suspect to me is all I was trying to say.
It's weightlifting. It's bodybuilding. It's what guys do. It's a hobby for a lot of guys.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Oh, you know something with you guys? You got to look gay and everything. You know, the military right now, because I don't think we've gotten rid of, well, I don't know what the status is. The fact is, it's probably not the best place to say you're gay. But you got your son...
I think it's going to cure him.
Well, it's going to cure him of what?
Of reading on a Muscle magazine.
This man just told you it's a weightlifting. Is that right, Jesse, or bodybuilding?
That's
one of the
correct.
Two. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Jesse. I mean, you sound like a good young man, but you got to understand, you're very, very rare. Very rare. Most of the young men your age, again, I have to say it, they're living in their houses in a bunk bed. They're still sleeping in the same bunk bed they slept in when they was eight.
All right, now let me tell you
bed.
Something. I've got a lot of friends my age. That's the way it goes. Your friends are usually your age. Most of these men are working just as hard as I am. They haven't made the success that I have, but they're still hard workers. There ain't nothing about being lazy. sometimes it's just hard to find a job. There's not a surplus of employers out there just
right.
die for people to come in. Jobs are going overseas.
That's right.
Jobs are being lost
That's
due
right.
to the economy. It's
I want to ask you a man a question.
People being lazy.
I'd like to ask you a question, young man, if I may. I just want to know, does your friend sleep in bunk beds? Do they sleep two to a bunk bed, anything like that?
Absolutely not. Most of these men have moved out and are renting an apartment.
They're
whether it's
in
a
their
good
own
apartment
homes.
Or a bad apartment, doesn't matter. They're
oh,
trying
right,
to make
okay.
it on their own. And like Phil,
they're not in a bunk bed.
They're
right.
gonna
yeah, they're not in bunk beds.
The road and you learn from it.
All right. Thanks, Jesse, very much, and congratulations on your success. Very, very good. 877-876-PHIL.
So he said, all right, you got to write that down. I write that down. I made a notation. So they're not sleeping in a bunk bed.
They're not sleeping in bunk beds. And what was this two to a bunk bed?
What did I mean about oiling a man up, you know?
All right, 877, never mind. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton, should we bring the draft back? Should we bring the draft back? Because this is a good way of butching up and manning up a generation of men that they say are lazy. Well, I dare say that they're not looking at the world straight. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show back next hour. It's our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And you wanted what?
I want to know if I could. I just want to ask Guy Barton, my partner, do you have that number on that Muscle Magazine address?
Why do you want the address of the Muscle Magazine?
I have to know when my son's reading. I have to understand why he is and why a generation of young men are reading Muscle Mag. And oiling up everything.
Why don't you? If you really want to read up what your son's reading, just take one of the magazines he's got.
Well, it's very different because the pages, I can't get the pages apart. Yeah. Don't do that. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I know. 877-876-PHIL. You know, I your jokes.
Well, I look, Phil, this is a very serious situation in my home and across the country because I have to tell you, I feel at this time my home and the country are one and the same. My son is emblematic of what's happening to a generation of young men, whether they are simply uninterested in working, or they need their mama, or they just ain't man enough to go out and tackle this world. We felt the Army would be a good idea. Now, I know that what you have as a conservative...
Look, yes, exactly. As a conservative, I'm going to have an audience of people that believe the things that I believe, and one of them is the government doesn't solve every problem, man. The government doesn't solve the problem of manhood. The government doesn't solve the problem of finding a job, for God's sake. You know, we do have a thing called affirmative action in this country based upon the racial inequality of the past. But your son is a young man whose father is in politics and business. You're doing well. He's got every opportunity. He's done 2 years of college. Why don't you butch him up and man him up?
Well, me a man, how long man up a young man living under my roof? And even though he know I disapprove, he's got you know what I mean. He's got pictures of men. And
yeah, but
he's got a Muscle Magazine, which is far and away different from what it is you're saying. Let's go to a phone call. Here's Zach in Detroit. Zach, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a question for the father that who you.
Oh, yeah,
say you are a poor excuse for a father. Have you tried talking to your son, maybe about the way you feel, and maybe?
Well, I did. I did one time. We got together. What I did was this, Zach.
One time. How recently? One time.
Well, it was within the last couple of weeks, and I said to him at the time, "Why are you reading a Muscle Magazine with all them men in their little tiny, you know?" He said, "Because I want to go into weightlifting." So that's when I knew.
Okay,
hello?
So maybe he wants to go into weightlifting.
Well, I know that's a lie.
How do you know that's a lie? Did you ask
him? Well,
what
would you say? Well, what would you say?
I'm a gay man, and I don't look at those type of magazines. And still am very much a man. And I developed my manhood and learned a lot from my father because my father communicated with me about things. And you are not manning up. So how can you expect your son to man up to anything when he sees you that's about a half a man and trying to have the government do your work as a parent?
Well, I don't know how you say I'm half a man when I see that young man go in the military. And I tell you what, if they put him over there in
Libya... You're half a man because you are not communicating with your own child.
You are choosing
to have the government do your parenting.
No, that's wrong. I said to my son, I said, listen, how come you got a muscle magazine? All right. He said, because I want to go to weightlifting. I said, you know that's a lie. He said, no, it ain't. And then I said, I made some crack about the man he's looking at in the magazine picture. And then I said, oh, come on, man, let's make it. Now I sound like I'm queer.